This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Friday, August 17th, 2018. This is Garrett Bampos reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Following a rare off day after the 7-4 loss to the Philadelphia Phillies, the Red Sox returned to Fenway Park for their three-game homestand against the Tampa Bay Rays. Ian Kinsler released a statement earlier this week saying that his time on the disabled list is done and that he is, quote, ready to get back on the field. After only three games with the Red Sox, the veteran second baseman exited the diamond in a contest with the New York Yankees on August 4th. With the 25-man roster currently filled, activating Kinsler would mean the Red Sox need to send a prospect down to Pawtucket. Seeing that there are 13 pitchers slated to go, it is speculated that a bullpen arm will take the hit. Blake Swihart, another key starter that fell to the injury reserve, returned from the DL on Tuesday, but has yet to start a game this week. Tonight, Brian Johnson gets the call. The lefty has posted a 3-3 record and 3.95 ERA. Ryan Stanek will be his counterpart. Stanek has collected a 1-3 record with a 2.42 ERA through 40 relief appearances. This will be his first start. Tomorrow, the Red Sox have David Price lined up to take the mound. He will have to continue his campaign of recent success that includes wins against the Yankees, Phillies, Tigers, and Orioles. On the other side, Tyler Glasnow takes the rubber for the Rays. Glasnow is 1-2 this season, notching a 3.97 ERA in the process. Closing out the series at Fenway is Chris Sale. The plan to keep Sale's inning count low in the second half of the season has been successful thus far. The ace was taken out after only five innings against the Orioles in his last outing, but was able to amass 12 strikeouts in that short time. Heading into the weekend matchup, Boston holds a 10.5 game lead over the Yankees. New York capped off a successful week for the Red Sox by suffering a 3-1 defeat to the Rays last night. With 40 games to go, the race to clinch is coming towards its end. That's why you have to try out my new favorite app, Draft, before the season ends. It's daily fantasy baseball, but not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Drafts last for just one night, and once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire, just set it and forget it. And the best part? You play for cold hard cash and get paid out the very next day. Drafts start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. I love my fantasy sports, and getting to play fantasy baseball in a fast and easy way is just how I like to do it. And that's exactly what Draft does for me. I love that I can just log in, pick my guys, and put my phone down for the rest of the night without even thinking about it. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on draft.com. And for a limited time only, all Red Sox Beat listeners get a free entry into Real Money Baseball Draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code, RedSoxBeat. That's right. Play a Real Money game for free just using my promo code, RedSoxBeat, when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and enter the promo code, RedSoxBeat. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news updates at Red Sox CLNS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampos for the Boston Red Sox news feed.